The diamond-rich Mono River Basin, where the West African nations meet, was a haven and transit point for rebels and mercenaries during recent civil wars. Activists from the three countries say they want to see their governments work together to control the region, which is still rife with former fighters, and to boost employment there. Donald Kolako, who works with peacebuilding groups in Sierra Leone, says reviving trust and cooperation among the governments is key.
For them to come up with a communique, for them to come up with a joint security force that will be deployed across these borders to ensure that these borders are well protected.
Guinean development worker Mohamed Touré says he wants the governments to deal with endemic unemployment, idle ex-combatants, economic development, and other social problems.
Notamment par la création d'emplois, notamment par la prise en charge.
Touré says people living in the border region are traumatized by years of war and need help. Ernest Vafe is a Liberian youth leader in the Mono River Union Youth Parliament, a group that works to create dialogue and trust between the three governments. He says many young people do not have jobs and are most at risk of taking up arms again, so more effort needs to be made to keep them busy.
We're unveiling opportunities that are available, the private sector, agriculture, those areas that can help in leadership so that they can evolve as a generation of people that believe in the rule of law.
Sierra Leone just held its first presidential elections since the withdrawal of United Nations troops in 2005. The National Police and Army were in charge of security for the election, which saw street fights between supporters of the rival parties. The clashes have continued even after the election. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council says it is pleased with the progress Liberia has made since its civil war ended in 2003, but will continue to maintain a peacekeeping force there for the time being. The world body says it plans to begin drawing down its 14,000 peacekeepers in the coming months. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.